Hello, everyone, and welcome to my new show, The Villain's Angle, a place where we can hear the true story behind those that society has dubbed villains. I'm your host, Loy Raish, and today we have the one labeled the biggest and baddest of bad, so to speak. Please welcome our guest, Alexander T. Wolf, or as he's unfortunately known, the Big Bad Wolf. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, thanks, Lai. Glad to be able to tell my story.
Now, do you prefer Big Bad Wolf or your real name, Alexander T. Wolf?
Well, I like going by either name depending on the situation, but today for this interview, I prefer BBW.
So you like BBW's? Name, that is. You like the name?
Yes.
All right. Okay, BBW, can you give us a backstory of, where you come from?
Well, let's see. I come from Europe. I had a hard upbringing, see? We were poor, and, we had to savage and scavenge and hunt for food every day. Ain't no type of upbringing for a youth, you know?
Were, both your parents with you throughout your childhood?
My old man ran off with another pack. See, he left me and my old lady to fend for ourselves.
So, was your mom also considered a, BBW?
Oh, yeah. She was known by all the Alphas for being the biggest, blackest woman wolf there was. In fact, she was a BBWW.
So that made her the best BBW, huh?
Oh, man. She was the best there was. We use this term, right? Ride a piece when we go out on hunts, right? Referring to, like, what we refer the piece to the word, to the scent, you know, that we're hunted.
And we would use also term meat, referring to whatever it is that we're hunting. So it's like if we're hunting a rabbit, we would say, hey, we're riding this piece of meat, right?
So, and I mean, man, when she found a piece of meat to ride, whoa! I mean, man, she would ride it like nobody's business. Let me tell you, up, down, all around, my goodness. She was a hot and heavy woman for bouncing on a piece of meat. I tell you what.
You heard it here yourself, folks. Big Bad's mom was a killer BBW. All right? Enough about your childhood. Let's dig into how you got your name, Big Bad Wolf. How did this name come to stick to your persona?
Well, it all started with this little snitch, see, in the old country called Peter. See, one day I was minding my own business, see, and suddenly he starts yelling, "Wolf, wolf, wolf." Well, knowing that people would think I'm up to no good, I immediately tried to quiet him. I tried to give him candy. I tried to give him money. He just kept yelling out. So I panicked, and my fight or flight response kicked in, and I punched the kid, knocking him out cold. And, hit his body behind a pile of straw.
And, what happened to the sheep?
Well, see, when I went to round up the sheep, they all got spooked. I tried to get them all back together and calmed down, but one of the sheep jumped into my mouth, trying to heroically sacrifice itself, that the other sheep might escape.
So, you didn't eat the sheep?
Heavens no. Well, at least not all of them. Just the ones that jumped into my mouth.
Excuse me, but did you say ones, as in multiple ones?
Yeah, well, I mean, you see, after one sacrificed itself, I guess its next of kin decided to go in after him, and then another, and another, and until they were gone.
So you never voluntarily ate them?
It was mere reflex, you see. I mean, I'm a wolf after all. I mean, you know, if a tasty, succulent morsel of food jumped into your mouth, would you spit it out?
I suppose not. But, the boy, Peter, you said his name was, you hid him behind a pile of hay. What happened to him?
Yeah, well, see, I may have hit the twerp a bit too hard because he seemed completely unresponsive. I tried to give him mouth to mouth, but, that went south pretty quick. That's also kind of when I realized my, super lung capacity. Because when I breathe to give him oxygen, like, you know, do the mouth-to-mouth thing, I breathe into him, and the kid popped like a balloon. Now, let me ask you. Who would believe that a guy like me would actually be trying to help this little twerp and his lamb chops? So, I mean, I did what all I could think to do, and I ran.
So you're a victim of circumstance.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, let's skip ahead, BBW, to, more modern times. Tell me, what happened with the three little pigs?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, they ain't so little, all right? Everyone makes them out like they're these helpless little children, these little cutesy-wootsy little piglets. Like, we're talking about, like, guinea pigs or something like that. These are grown pigs we're talking about here, all right?
Okay, go on.
I have a book out, see, that tells a true story, but no one knows about it. Because that one fat pig found a way to block the sale of my book.
How'd he do that? How exactly did he do that?
He collected the insurance on both the houses, and it got destroyed, and a hefty life insurance policy on both his fat little brothers. I mean, what insurance company you know would insure a doggone house of straw and a house of sticks? I think there's something wrong here. I mean, especially seeing as how the brother owned the doggone insurance company. That's how he was able to build his house out of such fine brick. He's a brick mason on the side and a doggone insurance agent in the front career.
So you did eat the pigs?
I mean, only after they were dead. See, I didn't kill them. Shabby, faulty, cheap architecture did. See, me being a creature who was taught to never pass up a free meal was, you know, I was in the right place at the wrong time, or maybe I was in the wrong place at the right time. Either way, you know, the press made me out to be a monster, and I got locked up for it. Okay, so
now, you know, and you say you have a book that talks about all this.
Yeah, you know, I got a book, you know, that's out, but, you know, unfortunately, like I said, the little squealing pig, it blocked me being able to, you know, promote it or anything like that, so, you know, but if you look it up online, you'll find it. Somebody please look up my story and spread the word that the big bad wolf isn't a bad guy, all right? And help a guy out, huh?
All right, now, they tell me you found religion when you went into prison. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, you see, that's why I prefer the initials BBW. I no longer go by my name that the man has given me in order to label me and oppress my free spirit, see? My new name is Basim Badir Wahim, which means the smiling, forgiving full moon.
And, why that name?
To tell those that oppress me that my smile and forgiveness is full and bright like the moon, see?
Interesting. Very interesting. All right, BBW, or Smiling Moon, whichever you want to be called. You know, which came first? Red Riding Hood or the Three Pigs?
That would be Red Riding Hood. But even with that, they got it all wrong, see?
Why don't you elaborate?
Well, see, that was back in the day at a time in my life when I was a bit unfocused. See, I just lost my ma. And are you talking about the best riding BBW, the best meat riding BBW known by all the boys in the back? Yeah, definitely. She was definitely a head bitch in charge.
So would that make you the head son of a bitch in charge?
Ah, you bet. Those were the days. But anyways, back to the, you know, the main thing. You know, at the time when I met Red, I was just roaming around at the time, kind of lost. You know, I was depressed. I lost the will to hunt. I lost the motivation to eat. I was just, you know, I was depressed. I was grief-stricken, you know. I just lost my ma, you know. I think I just mentioned that. So here I am in the woods, starving to death, right? When here comes this little girl in red. Now, my first concern is, why is this little thing in the woods? You know, no chaperone, no none of that. Excuse me, did you say chaperone?
Yeah, chaperone, when somebody comes with you, a chaperone.
Oh, all right, folks, you heard it. A chaperone, that's when somebody accompanies you on something, a chaperone. I thought it was chaperone, but, you know, whatever, you know, hey. Go on with your story, Big Bad. Sorry to interrupt. All right. Well, so, you know, I see her in the woods, right? And so I go to ask her, you know, you need help, what's in the basket, you know, things like that. But when I approached her, I mean, before I could even ask her any questions, really, I mean, I couldn't help but smell the spread she had hidden in the picnic basket. Oh, man. It's making my mouth water just thinking about it. And, let me ask you this. What exactly was in the basket? Let me tell you, brother. Oh, let me tell you, it was a whole turkey spread. I mean, the whole thing, right? Fixing and all. I mean, oh, goodness. It's making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, it was a turkey, a whole turkey, with all the fixing, stuffing, cranberry sauce, potatoes, peas, slices of ham. Oh, I love ham. Love ham. All freshly cooked. I mean, it was still piping hot. All right? She said that she needed to rest it to her grandma's house. And I'm like, if it's your grandma's house, you should have been there several times. What do you need directions for, kid? But she said that, you know, this is her first time coming by herself. So I was like, okay, whatever. Just so happened, I knew the direction to Granny's. So, you know, I told her what I knew, you know, over the river and through the woods, and da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, whatever. And, you know, she left on her way. Then I went on mine. And, unfortunately, only I had found out that, there was actually a shortcut that made an hour-long walk, a 15-minute walk. So, when I found out how to get to Grandma's house, I found out there was a shortcut. I felt kind of bad. And, you know, I wanted to give Little Red an apology when she showed up that she had to go, you know, trudging through all of that forest. But, when I got to Granny's house, I heard something. Sounded like hard breathing, you know. I got kind of concerned, so I looked through the window. And there's Granny. I saw her. Oh, it's making me want to throw up. Oh, my goodness. It was horrible. Oh, it was horrible. It was Granny and the woodsman getting it on. I'm sorry. Wait. Did you say getting it on? I mean, like, when you say getting it on, what exactly do you mean? You know what I mean. You know, the dirty mambo, the forbidden dance, a hunka chunka, you know, mating. Oh, I got you. So the woodsman and Granny were, together, so to speak? Yeah, and let me tell you, while watching them was sickening, I gotta say, Granny's kind of hot. She had a pretty hot body, you know. I mean, to be a human, I mean, whoo! But I mean, I digress. I'm sorry. But, that's besides the point. But, I mean, you know, so after I watched her and the woodsman finish up and he left, I figured I'd just wait for Red outside until she showed. Then I heard more heavy breathing. I'm like, don't tell me that the woodsman came back and they're getting it on again. But, I mean, I don't remember hearing the woodsman come back. So, you know, me thinking they were at it again, I looked through the window. But I didn't see the woodsman. He didn't come back. So, you know, I was looking at and I saw Granny grabbing at her chest. She was having a heart attack? Are that what you're saying? She was grabbing at her chest. Like, she was like, she couldn't breathe. Yeah. So I bust in the front door, see? And I guess the side of me must have freaked her out because she made this loud squeak noise and just fell down dead as a doornail. So, what did you do then? I remember that giving mouth to mouth was bad, right? So, I mean, I could hear Red coming from, you know, from the distance, and you know, seeing as how I was starving and I was panicking, at the same time, I did the only thing I could think of. I ate the dead Granny to hide the body, and by the time I got done, Red was right at the walk, right at the front door. Is that when you, dressed up like Grandma and, when you dress up like Granny, did it ever occur to you that the plan would not work? I mean, that Red might kind of figure you out? Listen, dress and drag was the only thing I could think of at the time, all right? I was panicking again, you know? So, all right, let me ask you this. What was going through your mind at the time when you dressed up like Granny? Turkey dinner? Yeah, and then getting the hell out of Dodge.
So, you didn't want to eat red, not at all. Why not? Why not red? I mean, you ate Granny, you ate the three pigs, you know, why not red? I mean, you know, I'm sure that, you know, she was probably a lot nicer looking than Granny. You know, you said Granny was nice looking. I'd imagine red more had to be. Well, I mean, red was decent. You know, she looked nice. But let's just say Art Flo had her wearing red all over, if you understand what I said. I mean, if it wasn't for that turkey spread she had in the basket, masking the smell, I might have vomited the two pigs that I had ate up years ago. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So Red comes through the door, right? She knocks on the door. You know, Granny, it's me. I'm here with a dinner for you and me to share, whatever, you know. And she walks through the door. Then what next? What happens next? So I put on my best Granny voice, see, and I try to convince the girl to give up the basket and leave. And did she give it up? Heck no. She kept asking stupid questions like females do whenever you're trying to get the basket. Questions like what? Questions about my appearance, you know. When did she finally, like, fully know you weren't Grandma? Well, see, I was trying to hide my face behind the blanket I had laid over me, but little red nosy pads pulled the covers completely off me. And what exactly did she see? I mean, you know, it's, you're laying there, you know, dressed as a woman. You know, is there anything, you know, what, you paint the scenario for me. What did she see exactly?
Well, I mean, you know, I was smelling that turkey spread and I'm drooling all over my myself. Fangs were fully exposed, claws at the ready. But it wasn't aimed at her. See, it wasn't aimed at her exactly. I was salivating and looking to dive into that basket.
So you were after the basket again, huh? You bet I was. I love the smell, the look. Oh, it was the same shade of red. You gotta love it when a basket matches the hood. You know what I'm saying? All too well, friend. All too well. He likes it when the basket matches the hood. Think about that one, huh? All right.
So, I'm sorry, Red. I'm sorry, Big Bad. On to the story.
So, please continue. So, she goes screaming and hollering bloody murder, right? The whole time she's holding the basket, all I'm trying to do is get her to drop the basket. I mean, for goodness sake, drop the basket, and I can go on my way. After a minute or two of running around, I finally snatch the basket, and right as I'm about to tear into the basket, in pops the Woodman, all hero-like, trying to chop me into bits. So I hightailed it out of there, found a quiet place to settle down, and enjoyed my spoils, you know what I'm saying? I finally got the basket, you know what I'm saying? Now, you hear that, folks? You know how it goes. Hey, all you men out there, you know how it goes, right? After a little rustle and tussle with the lady, you finally get the basket. Think about that one. Go ahead, Big Bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry. BBW, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Smiling Man. Go ahead. Continue on with what you got to say. So, let me ask you this. How many years exactly did you spend in prison?
I want to say 8 years. Yeah, 8 years, I got out, on parole for good behavior, you know.
Okay, other than finding religion, what else have you learned or gained from your time, locked away?
I got my law degree.
Oh, if anyone wanted to request your services, where would they find you?
Waheem Esquire and Partners. You can find me on all social media streams.
All right, folks, you heard it right here. Alexander T. Wolk, now Basim Badir Waheem, a.k.a. BBW, also known as Smiling Moon. If you need legal representation, Waheem Esquire and Partners.
I represent all people dubbed by society as villains. I have yet to lose a case.
Oh, man, that's a pretty good, impressive record. How many cases have you won?
Well, seeing as how I haven't had any cases yet, I haven't lost any. So, you know, I mean, you know, I like to look at it as half glass, half full. That still gives me a perfect record. You heard it here, folks. So the next time you're in a great heap of trouble, call our man Waheem Partners, Waheem Esquire and Partners. All right, you heard it here, folks. Tune in next time for our next great hard-hitting interview. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Loy Raish. Until next time, this has been The Villain's Angle. Stay easy, folks.